The flower duet from Lakmé filtered down the narrow wooden stairs as though carried on the moonlight, a glitter with dust strobing in through the cracks in the walls. She manoeuvred the package up, the frame under the wrapping unwieldy, her arms spread wide as she tried to avoid cracking the bottom edge on the stairs, creaking under her feet. He'd know she was here. Would have heard the van, if not the clank of key and rattle of door, the huffing breath and squeak accompanying every careful footfall as she negotiated the internal stairs. One day, she would like to surprise him. Often wondered what he looked like when she wasn't here, what he did between these visits. Not worth thinking about. Eye on the prize, that's the way. Something else not to think about. Where he got the money. How he got it. Begged the question, why her, apart from the obvious. But even then, nothing she got for him, nothing she provided for him, could not be obtained somewhere else. There were avenues these days, the dark web if nothing else, and he had to be connected to have been able to find her in the first place. That packet in her mailbox with cash and details of where to meet and when, Instagram, joint exhibition, your work intriguing, please deliver. Years ago now, her most reliable client paid for a tidy little flat with a safely distant river view, kept her kitties in top shelf tucker. That first meeting, dinner at a cafe in the theatre district to assure her he was no mass murderer. Jury's still out on that one. He was on his way to a show. Nightlife, he said, nothing like it. Tapping into the human condition. And then back here with the first of many deliveries. An old warehouse conversion from more confident, affluent times. Nothing between it and the river but a levee. Bands of muddy marks on the ground floor walls, testament to how often it had failed and how badly. Wending through the ruined ground floor and up these narrow stairs to the domicile, a tantalising floor above yet to be revealed as she delivered. The memory of that first night sufficient to make her shiver, as though the cold storm wind was already teasing her humidity-flushed skin. She rested the package, its weight leaning against her hip. Goddamn stairs got steeper every time. A moment to catch her breath, the dust choking, then she waved at the camera above the door on the landing. Remarkable he could see anything past the cobwebs. She didn't do house cleaning. She smiled at their joke, because neither did he, apparently. At least, not out here. Camouflage, he said. An invitation to squatters, she said. And that shrug of the shoulders, as though, so what? And that particular white grin that gave her the creeps. Still, wouldn't hurt him to come out to help with the bigger packages sometimes. He might be older than her, but he was far from infirm. Plus, nighttime. Who was around to see? The moonlight dimmed. Cloud, she guessed. It had looked like a front coming in during the drive over. The steeple of the church up the hill blending against that dark half of sky as she had pulled up, the crowning cross long gone, pale letters on the signboard out front hinting at the former denomination, the faith and faithful long since relocated. Note to self, don't dawdle. Get home before the storm hit and, with it, the inevitable flash flooding. The door opened before she reached it, always disappointing as the well-oiled hinges fell short of the expected groan. The music swelled, then was cut off in mid-rapture. The door clicked shut behind her. The soft thud of wrapped timber on floor, the final note as she looked for him. He was standing by the window looking over the river, as though to check she hadn't been followed. The storm breeze tussled his fringe. Lamps cast shadows around the walls. Thick carpet, chaise-longue, kitchen, bedroom, ensuite. Disturbingly open plan. The hunger, she said. He waved, nails catching an errant moonbeam like a flare of candle at the tips of his fingers. Delib, he said, stepping from the window into gloom, one side reddened by lamplight, high cheeks, sharp nose, thin eyebrow, thin lips. The eye cast in shadow somehow reflected red like its twin. Do you think me a cliché? Beauty is beauty. Besides, makes you easy to shop for. What have you brought me this month? She unzipped her puffer jacket, pulled free the scarf underneath, aware of his smile as he registered the vintage Buffy motif. His eyes slipped molten from her to the package at her side, like a kid at Christmas. His desire, his curiosity, filled the room. The curtain seemed to dance in response and her flesh goose-pimpled. Just the breeze, she told herself, over the thudding of her heart. Always the same now she was here, this moment. She cursed it, the weakness in her knees, the heat in her groin, the dull ache she barely registered day to day, that suddenly overcame her inside the threshold. Bastard. Even when she had nothing but herself, always the same. His disappointment as effective as his glee, always tender, always.